Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnei Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Kinim. Today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Mishnah Gimel says, L'zo achas, l'zo shtayim, l'zo shalosh, l'zo arba, l'zo chamesh, l'zo sheish, l'zo sheva. So we have seven women. One has one set of birds, one has two set of birds, one has three set of birds, another has four sets, another has five sets, one has six sets, and the last woman has seven sets of birds. Parach min harishona l'shnia. So now let's say one bird flies from the first set to the second set. L'shlishis, and from there to the third set. L'ravias, and from there a bird flies to the fourth set. L'chamishis, and then a bird flies to the fifth set. L'shishis, and from there to the sixth set. Lashvias, and from there to the seventh set. Chazar, and then a bird goes back. One goes from 7 to 6, one goes from 6 to 5, one goes from 5 to 4, from 4 to 3, from 3 to 2, from 2 to 1. Now keep in mind, we can't tell if this is the same bird flying from set to set to set, or if when bird A arrives in set number 2, bird B flies from 2 to 3, etc. So we don't know. Can't identify the birds, they're all mixed up. So a bird flies 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then another bird flies back 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What happens? Pulso echad b'hali chaso, v'echad b'chazi raso. So he invalidates a corresponding bird in every set on his way in, and another bird in each corresponding set on the way out. Harishona v'hashnia ein lehem klum. So because of this, losing a bird from each set on the way in and on the way out, there's nothing left in the first two sets. Hashlishis, yeshla achas. There's only one set left in set number 3. Haravias, in set number 4, yeshla shtayim. You have two pairs of birds that are still usable. Hachamishis, in the fifth set, yeshla shlosh. You have three pairs of birds that are still usable. Hashishis, in the sixth set, yeshla arba. There are four pairs that are still usable. Hashvias, yeshla sheish. And in the seventh set, where there were originally seven pairs of birds, you still have six usable pairs. You only lost one, because you did lose a bird when one came in, but you didn't lose a bird when one came out. Because the reason you lose a bird is that these pairs have to be offered, one as an ola and one as a chatas. And when a bird comes in, you can't offer it because you don't know what it is. So if you offer a bird in set number 3 as a chatas, its corresponding bird in set number 2 has to be offered as an ola. And if you don't know which one that is, you run the risk that you offer them both as a chatas. But in set number 7, when a bird leaves, you haven't lost anything. So it's only when one comes in that it invalidates. So, parach v'chazar, if it happens again, a bird flies down the line and then another bird or birds fly back the other way. Pulso echad b'hali chaso, v'echad b'chazi raso. Then you lose another bird from each set when it goes in, and another bird from each set when it goes out. Hashlishis v'haravias, ein lehem klum. So now we don't mention the first and second sets now, because they're already out of the equation. They were done after the first time. So now, third and fourth, they each lost a bird from a set. There's nothing left. Third and fourth are also out of the equation. Hachamishis, yeshla achas. There's now only one pair remaining from the fifth set. Hashishis, yeshla shtayim. There are two pairs remaining from the sixth set. Hashvias, yeshla chamesh. And there's five remaining from the seventh. Again, it lost another one when a bird came in. It did not lose another one when a bird went out. Parach v'chazar, if it happens a third time, polso echad b'hali chaso, v'echad b'chazi raso. Then again, a bird is lost on its entrance, and a bird is lost on its exit. Hachamishis v'hashishis ein lehem klum. So there's no longer anything left from sets number 5 and 6. Hashvias yesh lo arba. And the seventh set still has four pair remaining. V'yesh omrim. And some say, hashvias lo hifsida klum. Some say that the seventh set doesn't lose anything. V'imparach miben hamesos l'kulam hari kulam yamusu. And if a bird flies into a set from those that have to be left to die, then all those birds also must be left to die. You can't mix those birds into the equation at all. Let's take a look at some Bartonuros. There's actually quite a lot of them. We're just going to hit a few of the high points. Achas lazu, v'shtayim lazu, etc. So one woman has one set, one woman has two, one woman has three, etc. Parach min harishona hapreda achas l'shnia. So a single bird flies from the first set to the second set. Miyad nifso oso yachide shinisar berishona. So immediately, the remaining bird in the first set is invalidated. Because if you were to offer it as a sin offering, then the one that flew off would perforce have to be offered as a burnt offering. And you couldn't offer it in the second or subsequent sets that it flew and got mixed among. Except for offering half of them as burnt offerings, as is the case when a burnt offering gets mixed up with an obligatory pair. And then when a bird flies from the second set to the third set, maybe that bird was one of the original birds in set number two. And that which flew off from the first set, that's still sitting there in group number two. Ve'eno yochol la'asos min hashnia, rak shtei predos, achas chatas, ve'achas ola. And you can't offer anything from the second set except for one sin offering and one burnt offering. De'avid shtei olos, because if you were to offer two burnt offerings, shema min ha'predos shel guf shnia yaseh, maybe you'd be taking them both from the original set number two. Ve'im kein, and if that's the case, yehe nikva oso sheparach b'shlishis lachatas. If you were to do that, that would perforce make the bird that flew from set number two to set number three have to be offered as a sin offering. V'lo yuchal asos b'shlishis rach mechtsin chatos v'lo yoter. And then you could only offer half of the birds in the third set as sin offerings and nothing else. And then it goes on in this explaining from line to line why things have to be this way. So that goes down through the seven sets. Let's skip a bit. Parach v'chazar, if it flies and returns. Lava rishona ushnia koi. This is not talking about the first and second sets. So now we're talking about after the first bird went down the line and a bird came back to the first set. So the first and second sets have nothing left. Then it says if it happens again. That's not talking about the first two sets. The kivan de ein lehem klum, because since there's nothing left in them that can be used, elamesim, except for birds that must be left to die. Im parach echad mehen bein shar kinim, if a bird were to fly from one of those two sets into some of the other pairs, yomusu kulam, they would all have to be left to die. Kidetanim besamuch, as we learn pretty soon after. Because the end of the Mishnah says, if a bird flies from those that have to die to one of the other sets, they all have to die. Elokoi ashlishis, but rather it's talking about the third group of birds. Sheparach mimeno lerevius, and a bird flies from group three to group four. Umerevius lechamishis, and from there to group five. Umechamishis lashishis, and from there to group six. Umeshishis lashvias, and from there to group seven. Vachazer mishvias lashishis ad hashlishis. And then it goes from seven to six all the way back down to number three. Skipping a bit more. V'yesh omrim, some say, hashvias lohifs de klum. Some say that the seventh set never loses any birds. Perish, this means to say, bepricha v'chazer hashlishis. Only talking about in this third case. So in the first situation, it does drop from 7 to 6. And in the second situation, it does drop from 6 to 5. But in the third case, it does not drop, according to this opinion, from 5 to 4. It stays at 5. Continuing. Ela olam yakriva mimena chamesha kinim. But, according to this opinion, you will always be able to offer from it 5 pairs of birds. Deshlosha predos parachu mimena, because three individual birds left it. L'chol hayoser, v'nishara barak achat asara predos. So after these three birds left, with birds coming and going those three times, you still have 11 individual birds left. V'yase mehem chamesh chatos v'chamesh olos. So from those 11 birds, you can get 5 sin offerings and 5 burnt offerings. Kivan d'af hashishis ein lehem klum, because the sixth set no longer has anything left. Remember, our concern is that if you offer something in the sixth set as a chatas, then its corresponding bird in the seventh set has to be offered as an ola. But if there's nothing left in the sixth set, there's no longer a concern about that. V'hacha lo gazrinan b'pricha zu kamo b'shar kinim. So in such a case where there's nothing left usable in any of the other sets, this opinion feels they did not enforce this preventative measure as they did in other situations. The kivan de'enu mafsedes b'pricha b'shum pam, because since it didn't lose anything in this bird flying, lo gozru al ha'chazara, they did not institute a rule about its return. V'ein halacha ki yesh omrim, but the halacha in fact does not follow this opinion, so it actually would drop from 5 sets down to 4. Mishnah Dalid. Kain susuma v'kain mifereshes. Let's say that you have 2 sets of birds. One is a kain susuma, meaning it has not yet been designated which is for the ola and which is for the chatas. V'kain mifereshes. One has been designated, this bird is my sin offering, this bird is my burnt offering. Parach minas susuma l'mifereshes. So let's say a bird flies from the undesignated pair to the designated pair. Yikach zug l'sheni. All you have to do is take another bird and use it as a pair for the second one. Chazar, but if it flies back from the designated to the undesignated, osha parach min hamifereshes rishon, or if it flew from the designated to the undesignated in the first place, hari kulam yamusu, then all of them have to be left to die. So let's again look in the Bartnero. Kain susuma, an undesignated pair. Shelo pirish eza chatas v'eza ola. It has not yet been designated which one is the sin offering and which one is the burnt offering. V'kain mifereshes, and a designated pair. Sheyidua shezu chatas v'zu ola. We know this one is the burnt offering and this one is the sin offering. V'hacha mayri, and here we're talking about shenis arvu shtei hapridos yachad achar shehayu mifereshos. Now we're talking about, and this is important to clarify, a situation where in this designated pair, they mix the birds up after they were designated. V'hashta en yodua eza chatas ve'eza ola. And we don't know. They were designated, but we no longer know which one of them is for the sin offering and which one of them is for the burnt offering. V'hachi muchach b'seifa, and we see this in the later part of the Mishnah, Dekatani osha parach min ha'mefreshes rishon, l'sasuma yomusu kulam. Because it says if a bird flies from the designated pair to the undesignated pair, they all have to die. V'imlo nis'arvu predos ha'mefreshes zo bazo amayamusu. And if we haven't confused these two birds that were designated, why should they have to die? V'im ha'ola pircha, just say that if the burnt offering is the one that flew, ha'chatas Hanisheris tikarev. Then just say we'll offer the sin offering that's still sitting there. V'kein hasasuma yakrivu bo ola achas. And from the undesignated pair, we'll offer one burnt offering. B'mneha ola shinis arvaba. Because we know that the burnt offering from that pair is mixed up in it. So whatever we offer from this set as a burnt offering is good. Elamairi kishinasarvu predos himrefarasho zobazo. So we see that we're talking about a situation where the designated birds got mixed up with one another. V'innis arva preda achas min hakan hasasuma l'tocha mifereshes. So if one of the birds from the undesignated pair ends up among the designated pair, yikach zug l'sheni, then all you have to do is take a mate for the remaining bird from the undesignated pair. V'yafrish echad chatas ve'echad ola, and then offer one as a sin offering and one as a burnt offering. V'hashlosh eshnis arvu yachad yamusu kulam. But the 3 that are mixed up, the designated pair that's got confused, and then the other bird that flew into it, they have to be left to die. Chazar echad min hashlosha shenis arvu. If one of these 3 birds that got mixed together flew out, finis arev im hayachidi hanishar b'sasuma, and it gets mixed up with the remaining bird from that undesignated pair, o b'tchilas of pricha nis arev echad min hamerfreshes l'sasuma, or if initially a bird flew from the designated pair that was mixed up into the undesignated pair, behind a rishon de ka'amar, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says that's what happened first. Klomar shebetchilas pricha halach echad v'nis arev b'sasuma, meaning to say that in the first place a bird flew and got mixed up with the undesignated pair, yumusu kulan, then all 4 birds in this situation must be left to die. The kivan shepredos hamifereshos nisarvu yachad, since the designated birds got mixed up with one another, enu kriven od, they can no longer be sacrificed. V'ki parach echad mehen b'makom acher, so when one of them flies elsewhere, hainu echad min hamesos sheparach leben hakrevos, then that's a case of a bird that's been designated to die flying among birds that are waiting to be offered. And in such a case, yamusu kulan, in such a case, all the birds in question must be left to die. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Dalid. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter and begin Perek Gimel.